Let's talk about what happened when Sam Altman invited Dave Eggers to speak to OpenAI staff, because it's one of the more revealing moments in the ongoing cultural conversation about AI and creative work. Eggers, the novelist, the co-founder of 826 Valencia, one of America's most prominent literary figures, stood in front of OpenAI employees and told them directly that ChatGPT is harmful to writing and to human creative development. He didn't soften it for the audience.
The fact that Altman invited him is the interesting part. There are a few possible interpretations. One is that Altman genuinely wants OpenAI's staff to grapple with the hardest criticisms of their work, which would speak well of the organizational culture. Another is that it's performative, that inviting critics creates an optics of engagement without changing anything structurally. A third is that Altman himself has unresolved doubts and is working through them publicly.
Eggers' core argument, from what's been reported, isn't primarily about copyright or economic harm to writers, though those are legitimate concerns. It's about the developmental role of struggle in learning to write. The process of searching for the right word, of failing at a paragraph and returning to it, of developing a writer's instinct through thousands of hours of practice. Eggers argues that outsourcing that process to an AI doesn't produce writers. It produces people who receive outputs without developing the cognitive and emotional muscles that make genuine creation possible.
That's a philosophical argument that's very difficult to empirically test, which is part of why it generates so much debate. You can measure economic displacement. You can measure shifts in writing education. What you can't easily measure is whether a generation that grew up writing with AI assistance develops the same depth of expressive capability as one that didn't.
The OpenAI Mac app story runs alongside this as a product execution issue that reflects deeper tensions. OpenAI redesigned the ChatGPT desktop app to merge ChatGPT, Codex, and a new work agent into a single interface. And the redesign buried the simple conversation history that users had relied on. The backlash was swift enough that OpenAI pushed an update restoring easy access to prior chats within days. For a company whose entire value proposition is frictionless AI interaction, shipping a redesign that made basic functionality harder to find is a significant quality control failure.
Alphabet faces its own reckoning this week in earnings. The Q2 report comes amid persistent questions about Gemini's competitive position. Gemini Ultra's release schedule has slipped multiple times, and Google's AI search integration, AI Overviews, generated considerable controversy earlier this year over accuracy issues. Meanwhile, Alphabet is carrying the weight of antitrust rulings that found Google had illegally maintained its search monopoly.
The earnings will be dissected in two directions simultaneously. Traditional ad revenue performance, which drives 75% of Alphabet's revenue and has been surprisingly resilient, and the AI investment narrative. Alphabet has committed to more than $75 billion in capital expenditure in 2026, the majority of which is AI infrastructure. Investors want to see evidence that this spending is generating returns. If Q2 numbers disappoint on the revenue side while CapEx remains sky high, that's a difficult story to tell.
Netflix's purchase of Ben Affleck's AI startup for $587 million deserves its own moment. The company, called Artists Equity, has been developing AI tools specifically designed for film and television production, streamlining pre-production, script analysis, and post-production workflows. At $587 million, Netflix is making a bet that owning the production AI toolchain is worth more than licensing it.
The strategic logic is defensible. Netflix spends roughly $17 billion annually on content production. If AI tools can compress pre-production timelines, reduce certain post-production costs, and improve script-to-screen decision-making, the return on a $587 million acquisition could be realized relatively quickly. The more interesting question is whether Affleck and his co-founders can navigate the transition from independent startup to a division of a massive streaming company, which historically has a mixed success rate.